Now we get a chance to head to the telephone and get a chance this time of the morning on Tuesdays to visit with Seth Crane, get a recap on yesterday's sale out at the Hondo auction, yesterday's special stocker feeder show and sale. Pretty long day, wasn't it, Seth?
Yeah, it was a good one, Mike.
Good deal.
You bet. Yeah, it was a good sale. I didn't see you out there, I don't think.
Well, you know, every time I come out there, your dad tries to put me to work. So.
That's right. He sure took your application yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I try and sneak around when I get out there. That's a pretty long run. It took a lot of hands to put that sale together.
That's right. Ended up with 1,159 head of cattle, Mike.
Good.
Somewhere around 100 cows, counting the bulls and everything. Packer cows, 43 cents up to 77. Packer bulls, 77 up to 90. Had a little handful of pairs there yesterday on the low end, 800, on the high end up to 15. It looked like most of those pairs bringing anywhere from 12 to that 1500. Same on the bred cows, $810 up to 1380. Most of them better bred cows looked like they were worth somewhere around 12 to 13. So got along really good on our cows. Had a few little old bulls there and stuff, and you know, everybody was sure wanting something. And in the cow end of things, as far as the calf market, you know, board continued to take off, but still strong there, special on the number one end of cattle. You know, if the cattle were a little plainer or longhorn cross or something, you know, somebody didn't want, you know, they were sure cheaper. But all in all, the good cattle sure looked like they still sold well. 2 to 3 weight steers, $1.58 up to $1.96. 2 to 3 weight heifers, $1.35 to $1.62. 3 to 4 weight steers, $1.50 up to $1.86. 3 to 4 weight heifers, $1.30 to $1.60. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.45 to $1.71. 4 to 5 weight heifers, $1.25 up to $1.66. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.30 to $1.56. 5 to 6 weight heifers, $1.20 up to $1.50. 6 to 7 weight steers, bull yearlings, $1.20 up to $1.46. 6 to 7 weight heifers, $1.20 to $1.50. 7 to 8 weight steers and bull yearlings, $1.15 up to $1.35. 7 to 8 weight heifers, $1.10 up to $1.38. Michael, as far as the special stocker feeder sale yesterday, want to thank all the consigners for everything they sent in. Lots of good cattle came in. As always, did a really good job on the cattle. Our judges yesterday were Robert Smith of 4S Cattle Company and Wes Wiesen of Capital Land and Livestock. The first place pen of steers were brought in by Mr. Steve Horton of Savinal, Texas. 11 head of those steers weighed $7.98 and $1.23.5. That's $985 bought by Day Cattle Company. The first place pen of heifers brought in by the Seifert Family Partnership of Hondo, Texas. 5 head of those heifers weighed $6.14 and $1.33. That's $816 bought by Mr. Vince Gillum of the Gillum Ranch. And second place steers brought in by Solberg and Green of Yancey and Hondo there. 6 head of those steers weighed $7.05 at $1.34.5. That's $948 bought by Day Cattle. And the second place heifers brought in by Ray Arberson of Tejenas, Texas. 11 head of those heifers weighed $7.32 at $1.21. That's $886 bought by the Gillum Ranch. Mike did have one straight truckload of 600-pound steers all weaned. They bring $1.45.5 right there there yesterday. So, you know, cattle still dollaring out well, and like I say, the good ones sold good. It was sure a good sale.
Sound like cattle all over the place.
Yes, sir. Yep, it sure was, and probably still are.
Wondering about the sheep and goats yesterday.
I didn't have very many of them. As always, you know, they sold really well. Pretty light on those yesterday.
Doesn't take them long to run those through. But yeah. What about your turnout of buyers? Got a full house?
Yeah, I had a full house, you know, the whole time, you know.
Everybody's looking for a cool spot.
Yeah, we had to order buyers. We had, you know, everybody from the local community there. Everybody's trying to buy some.
Some local demand, good?
It was very good.
Good.
Lots of people, like you say, might have just been cooling off, but it was a full house.
Well, what we want to see is, you know, people buying cattle locally. We'd like to see the population go up a little bit.
That's sure right. That's sure right.
It's all about the future, isn't it, Seth? All right, let's get your phone number.
You bet, Mike. Anybody has any questions on that special sale yesterday or next sale coming up next week, you can get us right there at the office, 830-741-8061. get me on my cell phone, 210-288-3960. And for updates and information, HondoLivestock.com.
Seth, we appreciate you guys. You enjoy a little rest today. Maybe then get back to work, huh?
You bet. Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
There he goes, Seth Crane over at the Hondo Auction. Not only is he a pretty handy cowboy and rope a calf for you and do all of that, he's also calls the bids out there on Monday and yesterday. Good turnout and a good sale at the Hondo Auction for the special stocker feeder show and sale for the month of August. Have another one coming along here before long. We'll tell you about that too, all right? 6:25 in the morning. Let's get a word on now for Hondo Auction.
This is Seth Crane from the Hondo Livestock Auction. Looking to buy or sell some sheep, cattle, or goats at a convenient location with competitive market prices and top quality service? Butter, Howard, or I can take care of all of your needs, including cattle hauling and working services also. Butter Crane's Union Commission Company is open every day on the air base in Hondo. Sales begin every Monday morning at 11 a.m. with the sheep and the goats, and then the cattle at 11:30. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061. Special stocker feeder sales are every even-numbered month, generally on the second Monday. Be listening for market reports at 6:20 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the KCWM Morning Report on 1460. Information also on the internet at HondoLivestock.com. Hondo Auction and Union Commission Company on the airbase in Hondo.